that the Bayis Rishon was destroyed because of three major averos. Gilui Arayis, Shvichus Damim, Avodah Zarah. These are the three cardinal sins. We're obligated to forfeit our lives rather than violate Gilui Arayis, Shvichus Damim, Avodah Zarah. So that I understand why the Mishkan of Shiloh was destroyed. I understand why Bayis Rishon was destroyed. I get it. But why is it that Bayis Sheni was destroyed? And Zok the Gemara, the reason why the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed is despite the fact that the Jewish people at that time had Torah and had Ma'asim Tovim, but still there was Sinas Chinam. Still there was baseless hatred. That's why the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And when you hear this Gemara, and we've heard it 1,000 times, we should be very bothered. Because ultimately, I'm not a fan of Sinas Chinam. Don't get me wrong. Sinas Chinam is bad. But is it really bad enough that we should now be in Golos for 1,950 or 1,951 years, depending on how you count? Is Sinas Chinam bad enough for that? That's one of the questions I want to address with you tonight. But more importantly, or of equal importance, the Gemara in Gittin tells us that Agadah does. All the stories about Churban Bayis Sheni, and all those stories involve how there was murder. There was Shvichas Damim. Right? The people are fighting against each other. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has a nephew who's the head of the Bir Yonim, and they're burning down the storage houses, and people are being killed left and right. And you read Josephus, and people are being killed all the time. So Bayis Sheni had Shvichas Damim. And Bayis Sheni had Avodah Zarah. So why is it that the Gemara is telling me that Bayis Sheni is destroyed only because of Sinas Chinam, when presumably we have all of these other causes as well? There's a famous comment of the Netziv. The Netziv argues, it's found in the Merome Sadeh, which is his Sefer on Shas. The Netziv comments that the whole notion of Sinas Chinam is hard to understand. If you would ask anyone who has an enemy, and you say, you know, Reb Yid, Rebetzin Yidina, like, holy Jews, why do you hate that person? And the person would always have reasons. There seems to be no such thing as Sinas Chinam, no? There's no such thing. Because whenever I dislike someone, whenever I hate somebody, presumably I have a reason. So what exactly is Sinas Chinam? The Netziv is bothered by this kasha. Now, of course, in contemporary parlance, when we talk about Sinas Chinam, we talk about different groups of Jews. If only this group would get along better with that group, Mashiach would come. Right? All we need to do is kind of let these people daven their way and let those people daven their way, and we'll all be happy and we'll sing Kumbaya and everything will be grand. That's the way they talk about Sinas Chinam. And of course, when you recognize it, it's not really Sinas Chinam on a certain level. Because the groups have real reasons why they disagree. Sometimes the reasons are quite serious. Sometimes there are real disagreements. Halachic disagreements, hashgafic disagreements. So the notion of Sinas Chinam is a very hard notion to understand. Zok the Netziv, That's exactly the point. The Netziv says that the Jewish people at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, they said they have all these reasons to hate. And they had all these excuses. But they were just excuses. They weren't real. And ultimately, push comes to shove, it was sinas finam. And then the Netziv goes on to say, the Gemara tells us that how come the Golos after Churban Bayis Sheni, how come this Golos that we are in currently, how come it's so long? Zok the Gemara, because the Rishonim, the earlier generations in Bayis Rishon, that the reason for their Averis is clear, so therefore there's a limit. But the Achronim in our generations, when the reason isn't clear, so there's no limit. It goes on. The Netziv says, you know what it means that lo nisgale? You know what it means when the Gemara says that they don't know lo nisgale avonam, lo nisgale pisham? You know what that means? That means that they don't realize that what they're doing is wrong. That means that they have all of these excuses, all of these amaslaos, all of these reasons. And those are their excuses. But push comes to shove, when you get down to the bottom of it, that's sinas chinam. Because let's be honest. Even if we have profound and deep and real reasons to disagree, and we do, but is that a reason to hate? Is that a reason, and we'll get to this a little bit later, why we can't talk? Is that a reason? No, it's not. It shouldn't be. It can't be. Ultimately, what it is sinas chinam. You know, the Chafetz Chaim wrote probably 30 Svarim, maybe more, maybe 50 Svarim. A lot of them are these tiny little books that almost no one reads. So one of the Chafetz Chaim's little Svarim is called Avas Yisrael. Tiny little book. It's only 3 chapters, the whole Sefer Avas Yisrael. In the second perek of Sefer Avas Yisrael, the Chafetz Chaim writes that the tikkun, the way we overcome sinas chinam, is by being dan es chaver lekafskos. If I judge my friend favorably, right, the Chafetz Chaim is very into being dan lekafskos. For the Chafetz Chaim, this is like one of the primary components of why people violate lashon hara. Zot the Chafetz Chaim, the way you overcome sinas chinam is you dan chaver lekafskos. Someone does something to me, and it bothers me, and I'm not sure what's going on. I have a few options. I could get angry, I could get upset, I could start to hate the guy, or I could take a deep breath and be done with kapskos and judge that person favorably and say, you know what? Maybe nishtazoi. Maybe that's not really what's happening. Maybe he didn't mean bad. Maybe she didn't really insult me. Who knows? Being down with Kav's Pusach, the Chafetz Chaim, that's the way we overcome sinas chinam. So one approach that we have to sinas chinam is that sinas chinam is basically the excuses that we have for hating someone. But ultimately, push comes to shove at sinas chinam, and push comes to shove if we judge people favorably, if we judge other groups of Jews favorably, so then we won't get caught in this trap of sinas chinam, this trap for which we are still suffering with the Tisha B'Av. Many of the Bali Musar go in a related but different direction. Bayis Rishon is destroyed because of the 3 big Averos. Giloy Arayish, Shvichas Damim, Avodah Zarah. Bayis Sheni is because of Sinas Chinam. Many of the Bali Musar say, Rabbi Isaac Sher has this. Sinas Chinam was not an Avera for which the punishment was destroying the Beis HaMikdash. Gilei Arayis, Shvichus Dam, and Avodah Zarah, those are Averis. And when you do an Avera, you need an Onesh, you need a punishment. That's how you memarek the Averis. That's how you get rid of them. Sinas Chinam is an Avera. The Torah says, Osisnas Achicha Bovavecha. The Torah says it's a sin. But destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, says Rabbi Isaac Sher, destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was not an onesh for sin aschinam, because the punishment doesn't meet the crime. The Avera is not serious enough to lead to destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, the pshat is that the second Beis HaMikdash existed only b'zchus Yisrael. The second Beis HaMikdash existed for us to get along with each other. It's a makom that the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Nun Gimel, the Gemara says, Yavo Yedid, Shlomo HaMelech, who's called the Yedid, he should come and he should be miskaper on the Yedidim in the Beis Yedid, in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is called Beis Yedid. It's a place of friendship, a place where everyone gets along. Chavirim Kol Yisrael refers to Yerushalayim, and in particular the Makam HaMikdash. The idea is that the first Beis HaMikdash represented a heightened state of Kedusha. That's what the first Beis HaMikdash represented. In the first Beis HaMikdash, there are miracles that you could tell just physical space didn't matter. That's the first Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash was less grand. It lasted longer, but it's less grand. Fewer miracles. The reason for the second Beis HaMikdash is that it's a place where we're all going to get along. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the second Beis HaMikdash as an opportunity to connect with each other. That's what it's for. And Memela, when you have Sinas Chinam, the Balei Musar say, the Sinas Chinam means that you can't have a second Beis HaMikdash. Because the whole idea of the Beis HaMikdash, the whole idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, listen, Chevra, I want you to come together, and in that way, good things will happen. But if I see that you're not coming together, so then the Beis HaMikdash just can't exist. The Rebbe of Yonason Apeshitz gave drushes. And these drushes are published as a Sefer Yaris Dvash. In Yaris Dvash, it's in Yaris Dvash, Volume 1, Perek Yud. The Rebbe, Rebbe Yonason, explains that after Churban Bayis Rishon, which of course happened because we did such Averis, really, fundamentally, there should have been a Geula right away. The only thing is that we continue to do Averis. The Averis didn't stop. Klal Yisrael continued to sin. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you got to stay in Golos. But the problem is, the Rebbe Reb Yonason shows from comments in the Zohar and elsewhere, the problem is that we didn't stop sinning. And we sin to such an extent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I can't just leave you here because all of Torah is going to be forgotten, everything that you stand for be destroyed. I can't just leave the Golos. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a favor. I'll build a second Beis HaMikdash for you. You don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. Your Averis is still with you. You haven't repented for the Gilei Arayis, Shvichus Dam, and Avodah Zarah. You haven't done it. But Zoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what? We'll bring you all together. You have a second Beis HaMikdash. And in that way, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, that will somehow be Mechaper. Rashi Allah Torah quotes, you have all the sticks, you can't break them. You bring it all together, everything will come we'll have strength as a people. That will be mechaper the averis, the achdus. So that's the second Beis HaMikdash. We never atoned for the chatoim of the first Beis HaMikdash. The gilei arayis and the shvichas dam and avodah zarah are still there. That's what we see at the end of Bayis Sheni. They're still killing each other. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing a favor for us. He says, you know what? I'll give you a second Beis HaMikdash, says Rabbi Yonah Sinaipshitz. And that second Beis HaMikdash that I'll give you will help, perhaps, that the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, perhaps that will be mechaper, even though you haven't done the tshuva properly. But you know what happened? Sinas Chinam. And Sinas Chinam meant that we didn't arrive at that Achdus. We didn't arrive at the necessary unity that was the entire reason for the second Beis HaMikdash to exist. Memela, it's not an onesh. It's not a punishment. It lost its purpose. So it can't exist. When we look at that Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara that we've been talking about, Sinas Chinam, the Gemara says, Bayis Sheni, the people are osek in Torah and in Gemilos Chasodim. So why was it destroyed? Zap the Gemara, Sinas Chinam. One second. Torah and Gemilos Chasodim. But Sinas Chinam? If you're doing Chesed, how's there Sinas Chinam? How is it that at the same moment that I'm being osek in Gemilas Chasodim, there's Sinas Chinam? That's shatnez. It can't exist. How do the two come together? How do the two come together? Reb Elia Baruch Finkel, who was one of the Rosh Yeshiva in the Mir, he has a suggestion that maybe at the same time that you do Chesed, you could still be resentful and angry and you still have Sinas Chinam. That's his suggestion. And the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed because although we did Chesed, we didn't do Chesed for the right reasons. We didn't do proper Chesed. I happen not to be a huge fan of Shidduch resumes. One of the things I don't like about Shidduch resumes is people put down on the line, what are my Chesed activities? Chesed activities is not Chesed. Chesed, and this is the idea that Rebbe Elia Baruch Finkel is developing, Chesed has to be a natural thing. You have to want to do it. If you're doing it only because it fits nicely on the Shidduch resume, it's like getting lahavdil, a good internship, between years 2 and 3 of college. So that's not real Chesed. Many of the Mefarshim comment that when you read the beginning of Parshas Vayera, you see Avram Avinu, who's the paragon of Chesed, he does all the right things, he does Hachnasas Arachim, etc. But there's another individual who does a ton of Chesed. That individual is called Lot. Well, what exactly went wrong? How come Avram Avinu represents Chesed? Lot, if anything, did more Chesed than Avram. Lot is Moser Nefesh, Vachnas Arachim. So the explanation goes, Reb Elia Baruch doesn't say it this way, but the explanation goes that, listen, Lot mimicked Chesed. He didn't believe in the Chesed. As opposed to Avram Avinu, that the Chesed was core to his identity. That's that explanation. So Reb Elia Baruch is saying that the Sinas Chinam is coexisting at the same time that they're doing Gemilas Chasodim. And that shows that they're not doing Chesed the proper way, and that's why there's a Korban Habayis. I think it's a nice pshat. I think it's creative. But honestly, it seems that the punishment is much too severe for the crime. I'm doing Chesed. Sof ko sof. I'm doing the right thing. So I'm doing it in a resentful way, right? But you're going to tell me that it doesn't count at all? You're going to tell me not only does it not count at all, that's a reason for Korban HaBayis? I don't fully understand it. However, the Rebbe Reb Yonatan Eibshitz, in a piece in the same location in Yaris Dvash, just a couple of paragraphs later, Reb Yonatan Eibshitz says that you look at the Jewish people, we are tremendous Bali Chesed. The example he gives is a woman is about to have a baby and people will travel from villages really far away to help her. And you have these groups, he doesn't speak about this, but like Chavirim, you get a flat tire on the highway, people will travel and they'll take care of you. We do Chesed. We're known for doing Chesed. That's the Gemara in Yevamos, that's core to who we are. That's Chesed. However, that's because we love other Jews in the physical and the bodily sense. But Zakhdi Rebbe Reb Yonatan Eibshitz, but the Ahavas HaNefesh, loving their souls, is something that we don't have appropriately. The examples he gives are actually interesting. He talks about a guy who speaks, I don't know anyone who Chas V'Shalom would do this, but someone who, God forbid, speaks in Melech Hazaras HaShatz. Says the Rebbe Reb Yonatan Eibshitz, people don't go over and they don't give him Musar. That shows that they care about his guf. They'll travel 50 miles to fix his flat tire. But they don't care about his neshama. They can let him speak. They can let her speak during Chazaras HaShatz. And don't tell me, says Reb Yonatan Eibshitz, that they don't do it because they feel that only the Rav should give Musar and the other people shouldn't give Musar. Says Reb Yonatan Eibshitz, listen, I'm a Rav. I know nobody listens to me. But if you give Musar to your friend, if she gives Musar to her friend, people might listen. There's a chance. It's going to be more effective. The Rebbe Reb Yonatan Eibshitz says that although we do Chesed, we do tremendous Chesed for the guf of people, but we don't do enough Chesed for their neshama. And the Rebbe Reb Yonatan says, you know what we call that? Not doing Chesed for their neshama? Fascinating. Sinas Pinam. Sinas Pinam means, says Reb Yonatan Eibshitz, that when I see my fellow doing an Aveira, I don't love that person enough to try to bring the person back to the Derech HaYashar. I, in a million years, would never say this. Reb Yonatan Eibshitz says that sinas chinam means that we do not care enough about other people's neshamas. We should love people. Now, it doesn't mean, obviously, that when you see groups of Jews, you should go and give them musar and like start screaming at them, hugging them, blah, blah, blah. That's not what it means. But it means that we should really care about other people. We should really care about their masim tovim, or lack thereof. And therefore, even if we're not the Rav, we should go and try to show how much we love them. Not only love their body, not only, but also love their neshama, also work to bring them back to the Derech HaTov. Effectively, Reb Yonatan Eibshitz is saying that the corrective to sinas chinam is the mitzvah of hocheach tochiach asam yisecha. Right, the Chafetz Chaim said the corrective to sinas chinam is dan kaskos. But the Rebbe Reb Yonatan is saying the corrective to sinas chinam is to give a person musar, hocheach tochiach asam yisecha, in the proper way. And you should know, it's not the Rebbe Reb Yonatan Eibshitz who says this. Let me share with you an Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra in Vayikra Perek Yutes. The Ibn Ezra writes on the pasuk Lo Sisna Sachicha Bilvavecha. Zok the Ibn Ezra that hating your friend is hepech ba'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Hating your friend is the opposite of loving them, opposite of ahavta re'echa kamocha. V'hine elu hamitzvos kulam nituos belev ubehishamram yeshev aretz. When you keep these mitzvos, society operates, people live well together. Ki al sinas chinam churva bayis sheni. That's what he writes. V'ahavta re'echa kamocha lo sisnas achicha bovavecha. Tocheach, tocheach. That is the preventative measure against sinas chinam. The Gemara discusses what it means to be a sone. What does it mean to be a sone? And the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses that ohev and sone. You might not need a pasuk to say that you're pasul la'edus if you hate somebody. Because it's logical. There's richuk hadas. You feel a certain distance from the person. So of course, you can't possibly be an aid. There's richuk hadas. Zok the Gemara. Sina, a sone means someone who did not speak to his friend or her friend for 3 days. That's sina. There's someone who for 3 days... you don't approach, you don't speak to them because you're upset, because you're angry. That's sinna. That's what the Gemara says. Now, this notion that sinna means I don't speak to you for a while. This notion of richuk hadas, I think that's the appropriate way of understanding hocheach tocheach. When I see someone who's doing something that's not appropriate, and I care about their neshama as much as I care about their guf, as much as I'm likely to travel for 5 miles to fix their flat tire, I care about their neshama also. But it has to come from the place of lo sisnas achicha bovavecha, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. That's the proper way that it comes from. That's one point. But this notion of richuk hadas, the notion that sin'a means that I feel a certain distance, I don't feel close to you, I think this could be pshat in sinas chinam also. Sinas chinam isn't only, like Rabbi Yonasan Ebershit said, that I see you doing an aveira and I don't give you musar. Sinas chinam is not only the excuses that people come up with to do all things to really hurt the person because, yeah, that person really deserves it. But sinas chinam might mean, and I think in our personal relationships, this is what it means most often. It might mean that I was upset at you for a reason, but I never approached you, and I never tried to mend that relationship. And instead of mending that relationship, what happens is it snowballs. And what happens is, I get even angrier and angrier with you over time. And what happens is, that over time I forget why I was so angry. I forgot what it is that happened. Once I forget why I'm so angry, there's a term for that. Sinas chinam. Even if there was a reason to begin with. Again, that reason, like in the Tzitzis, is probably an excuse. But naniach that there was such a reason. But bervos hayamim, over time we forget. That leads to sinas chinam. If we want to counteract sinas chinam, if we want to make sure that we don't have a Tisha B'Av of next year, so we have to be dan as chaver l'kavskos, we have to hocheach tocheach. And we really have to build and mend the relationships among ourselves. If there's someone that I'm upset with, walk over to them and say, listen, you know, let's talk this through. When you do that, you don't go through those 3 days of not talking to each other, those 3 days that halachically define you as a sone. When we talk about sinas chinam, don't talk about groups of Jews. Talk about ourselves. Talk about those with whom we're closest. When someone hurts you, and it happens all the time, b'miskaven, shalom b'miskaven, approach them. If you don't, what will happen is it will snowball, it will grow, it will go out of control. And that's called Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam is that we forgot why we were angry, Mitchila. Years ago when I was still a shul rabbi, one of the saddest levayas I ever did was there was a woman in the Heights who passed away. She gave strict instructions that right when she passed away, all the papers in the drawer next to her bed should be destroyed. Those are her instructions. At her levaya, her brother shows up. Her brother said, I don't even remember why we have not spoken for 70 years. I don't even remember. That is one of the saddest things I've ever experienced. When someone hurts us, go over to them, approach them, discuss it with them. When you do that, you overcome Sinas Chinam.